and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And I am Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath with PHP. And it sounds like we're getting a whole bunch of beeps, so welcome to everybody. And what we're going to be talking about tonight is obviously the Transformation Challenge. We're going to be approaching it from a little bit of different angle. Because one of the things that I have discovered, and I talk to a lot of you, I get lots and lots of calls from many, many people who have either already done this or are in the process of doing this. And many people who call me basically have, you know, either hit the wall or they become frustrated or they don't know if they're doing it right or one thing or another. And so I want to give everyone a good overall picture of what we're really transforming, okay? Because the word transformation is a good word. You know, we used to call this the anabolic fast, and that didn't really mean much to too many people, but transformation is a very, very good term. Now, the most important thing to realize is what are we transforming? And to put it bluntly and easily and specifically, we are hopefully transforming ourselves from a dependence on the wrong type of food to a love of wholesome, fresh food and vitalized food. That's really what the transformation primarily is about. I know a lot of people start this with the idea that they're, you know, they're going to lose their 10 pounds or their 20 pounds or whatever, and that's fine. Okay, but that's short term. What we're really looking for here, and I think you've probably read this in the Monday Morning Health Minute last week and the week before, and I've certainly been saying this for a number of years, is what we all want to do is get to the point where what we thought was good food doesn't appeal to us anymore. Okay, the fast food, the, you know, the donuts, the bagels and cream cheese, whatever it happened to be. And I always tell the story, and I'll tell it again because it bears repeating. When I was in college years ago, I had a call. I went to Florida State, Tallahassee, Florida, and I had a call from my girlfriend, a good Southern lady, and she said, "Mark, I've got someone just brought by a whole dozen jelly donuts. Would you like some?" And I said, "Sure." And I'll tell you, I walked a mile and a half to her house to get a donut. I didn't go to see her. I went to get those donuts because, like so many people, you know, I was addicted to sugar and salt and fat and the wrong kind. Now, see, we need sugar, we need fat, and we need salt, but it's got to be the right form. When you eat it in a donut, that ain't the right form. Now, believe it or not, when I was in college, I thought that having a jelly donut made sense because it had fruit in it, it had grain in it, you know, and if I drank a glass of milk with it, that was the protein. So, I mean, that's the crazy way that I thought when I was a teenager. Now, obviously, I don't think that way anymore. And if you offered me a jelly donut today, it would make me nauseous to look at it. I couldn't eat it. I could not actually take a bite of it. It would be that disgusting to me. Now, what I am saying is, and what I am hoping for, is that all of you people that are in the process of doing this transformation will get to the point quickly where that jelly donut, or that Big Mac, or that can of Coke, or your vanilla milkshake from Wendy's, whatever it might be, that don't look good no more. And in fact, you have no desire to eat it. And what I would hope we'd all get to is when we start talking about ourselves having a treat, the treat is not a Sara Lee chocolate brownie. A treat is something that's wholesome. You know, like taking raw milk, raw cream, and making whipped cream out of it and having it with some fruit, you know, or making a fruit tart out of, you know, sprouted grains. I mean, there's all sorts of wonderful things that can be had. But the point is, the transformation that we're really talking about is going from a life where our diet has been addicted to all the wrong things, to a diet that looks forward to eating fresh, organic, wholesome food. That's really what we're talking about here. Now, one of the things I would like to share with you, because many people are like me, and you know, I know from just an intellectual standpoint, most people will say, yeah, I know that, you know, it's not good to eat fast food, and it's not good to eat donuts and things like that. But have you ever really asked yourself why? Now, that's what I'd like to talk about tonight, is I'd like to give you some of the why. Now, I think everyone recognizes, and I'm sure that all the people listening here drive cars. And I doubt very few people drive diesels, although there might be a few of you. Okay, it doesn't even matter. But right now, we're all paying anywhere from $3 to $4 a gallon for fuel for our vehicles. Now, you could actually go to Home Depot or any type of, you know, even auto place, auto parts store, and you can buy kerosene. And if you live up north, it's actually easy to buy kerosene because a lot of people have kerosene heaters. And you can buy kerosene for less than half the price of a gallon of gasoline or diesel fuel. Now, I doubt seriously that any of you would be willing to put that kerosene in the gas tank of your car, especially if you've got a car that's, you know, worth more than $20,000, which pretty much everyone does today because that's what they cost. And I think the common sense would tell you that, no, putting kerosene in my car just doesn't sound like a good idea. And you'd be right, it isn't. You'd be looking at a humongous repair bill. You might even destroy the motor. Now, here's the interesting point. The difference between kerosene, gasoline, and diesel fuel. Anyone have any idea what it is? Because this will surprise you. It's simply the structure of the way it is put together. Because all three, gasoline, diesel fuel, and kerosene, are hydrocarbons, which means that they have hydrogen and they have carbon. And depending on how much refinement they go through, determines what the grade of the fuel actually ends up looking like. Now, kerosene is very unrefined. Diesel fuel is more refined. Unleaded gas is more refined from that. Airplane jet fuel is even more refined from that. But yet, they're all hydrocarbons. And they all have exactly the same components, just put together differently. Form and function. So in other words, the form's the same. But the function of it is different because it has a different structure. Now, for those of you who may or may not have taken biology when you were in high school or college or any type of physiology classes or anything else, you know, I've done a lot of this. I went to medical school originally, and they flood you with this stuff. And a lot of it you think is boring at the time, but what's really interesting is the amount of checks and balances that exist in the vertebrate animal, and we're one of those. Same thing in birds, fishes, everything. I mean, it's incredible the variety of processes that go on in all living creatures. Now, if we were to put the kerosene in our gas tank of our Toyota Camry, we would probably destroy the motor. And you'd have to replace it or at least overhaul it for a couple thousand bucks minimum. Now, I often qualm with, you know, question God over this one, that, you know, our bodies, if they had been manufactured and put together the same way a car is put together, we wouldn't make bad choices like we do. Because if we ate the wrong thing, immediately we'd have to go lie down if we didn't die. Okay? But because of the checks and balances and the incredible variety of mechanisms that we have going on in our digestive system, our nervous system, the way our muscles work, all of these things, we can pretty much abuse ourselves and we still keep ticking. And that's really sort of sad. You know, you would be surprised how many people I talk to who are 40, 50, 60 years old, and they are convinced that feeling mediocre is as good as it gets. And it's not. My favorite story that I will share with you right at this moment is a number of years ago, a gentleman calls me up. And I will change the names because his wife is one of our members. But anyhow, I answered the phone. I said, hi, this is Dr. Mike. And he said, hi, my name is Chuck, and my wife made me call you. Now, of course, if I had been a smart aleck, I would have said, well, Chuck, why don't you call me back? But I didn't do that. You know, I said, well, what's going on? He said, well, you know, I said, well, how old are you? He said, I'm 54 years old. I said, okay. I said, so what's the deal? He says, well, you know, I've been in perfect health my whole life. I said, that's great, Chuck. So why are you calling me now? He says, well, I'm not in perfect health anymore. I said, well, what's the problem? He says, in the last 6 months, I find out that I have diabetes, hypertension, prostate cancer. You know, and I don't feel good. I said, okay, Chuck. Well, I said, tell me about your lifestyle. What kind of work do you do? He says, well, I own a construction company, and I do a lot of manual work, and so I do get exercise. I said, okay. I said, do you smoke? He says, oh, not anymore. My wife made me quit. How long ago did you quit? Oh, about 2 weeks. And he smoked from the age of 18, about 2 packs of unfiltered Camels a day. So I said, well, what about alcohol consumption, Chuck? Do you drink much alcohol? He says, oh, I can't drink nearly as much as I used to. He used to be able to drink a couple 6 packs and, have a couple martinis at night. Can't do that anymore. And so I said, well, what about, I hate to ask this question. I said, but, what has your diet been like? He says, well, up until recently, it was any damn thing I wanted. And I said, well, Chuck, I can tell you that you have just told me exactly why you have diabetes, hypertension, and prostate cancer. And so I hear this sigh on the other end, and he says, well, that's exactly what my wife said. And then I said, well, furthermore, I said, your wife has been using our products for several years now, and I said, you could just talk to your wife. You don't need to talk to me. She could tell you exactly what kinds of things you need to be doing that would help you. And he says, with a chuckle, he says, well, now she told me that too. Okay, well, the bottom line is good old Chuck was born with an incredibly strong constitution, and he did his utmost to destroy it. And he made it for 54 years before all hell broke loose, and then all hell broke loose. And I've often said it's really too bad that we're given those kind of constitutions. Now, see, for me, I didn't have that. I was born with a physical handicap, and I had about 7 surgeries before I hit the age of 15. And so I found out pretty early on, around the age of 19 or 20, that when I stopped eating the donuts and I started really watching what I was doing and, got some exercise and, really tried to control my thinking and everything else, I had a lot of say about how I felt. And so it wasn't difficult for me to make that kind of transition because I went from someone who was taking antihistamines every single day because I always had allergies and sinus problems to someone who hasn't taken one of those for 30-some-odd years. And so it made sense to me that those things that I thought I couldn't live without weren't that difficult to give up. And so that's a transformation. That's the transformation that I would like every single one of you to experience. Because trust me, friends, if you do the 10-day challenge and you lose your 10 pounds, your 15 pounds, whatever you lose, and then you say, okay, well, I guess I can go celebrate, so I'm going to go have a pizza. Transformation has not taken place because you're still looking forward to something that got you in the wrong place to begin with. So it's about changing the mindset, and it's about learning that real good food that's healthy, that's fresh, actually is more delicious than the pizza, than the hamburger, than the steak grilling on charcoal that creates a bunch of carcinogenic nonsense. So this is really what we're talking about. And like I said, do yourself a favor. Just pick up an introductory biology book and just look through some of the systems of the body. And what you're going to find is that, for example, just the idea of digestion, we don't have just simply enzymes that get created to help digest food, but there are stair steps that take place. So in other words, one process activates another process, which activates another process, and sometimes you're looking at 10 to 12 stair steps. And each time you have a stair step, it becomes that much more potent. In other words, that what the body's creating will be able to do a better job at the end of all these stair steps. Now, the difficulty is that when you take that trans fat, when you take the cola, when you eat the pizza, anything like that, what you're actually doing is you're putting something into your body that your body does not recognize. We have to understand that our bodies are relatively unchanged for the last 20,000 years, minimum, probably longer than that. But the Western diet, I should say the worldwide diet, because we have forced everyone into McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the current diet is less than 50 years old. So I think it makes sense that our bodies, which are unchanged for 20,000, they're not just simply going to start adapting to this new way of eating over the last 50 years. It doesn't happen that fast. Now, if we keep eating this garbage for the next 10,000 years, I would say that our bodies will probably make some adaptations that we can handle it better. But I don't think that's the goal, and I don't think any of us have that much time. I don't think we're going to be around that long. And my wife chimed in to say, we're not going to change natural law. I was going to get to that. But in any event, the point about it is that I don't think anyone's got 20,000 years to wait to see. But the bottom line is this. There are natural laws that exist on planet Earth. I think everyone recognizes good old Galileo, who came up with the law of gravitation. And I think everyone recognizes that if we go on top of a 10-story building and jump off with no parachute, we are going to fall, break our neck, possibly die. That's the law of gravity. It cannot be denied. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of natural laws that most people have chosen to either ignore or to violate. And every time we violate one of these natural laws, we have a problem. And it normally impacts our health, our emotional state, our mental state. It's going to have an effect. So what all this means, friends, is that you are at a place where you have the ability to transform your life more than just losing a few pounds. This is about changing the way you eat, about changing the way you live, one person at a time. That's what we're trying to do. And if we can do that, we will be very successful. And if each one of us can go out and talk to someone about the idea of going from a diet and lifestyle that is not in tune with natural law to one that is, we'll be doing the world a huge favor. You know, it's interesting. There's what's called the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. And we have a friend who's a rabbi, and he says, poor name, shouldn't be called the Ten Commandments. He said they should be called the Ten Rules for a Happy Life. And it's true. Even those rules are part of the natural law. And the closer we follow what nature and the good Lord have given us in terms of lifestyle choices, the happier we're going to be. That's exciting. I mean, that's real exciting. And so that's what we're hoping to accomplish here. Now, I know you're aware of the fact that we're having these support calls twice a day. In fact, I will be hosting the one tomorrow morning at 10:30 California time, which is 1:30 East Coast time. And that's whenever you want to ask questions and all, we'll be happy to, you know, to talk about different things. But I guess what I'm really, my goal for tonight's call is to try and empower everyone, and I'm including myself, to really, number one, transform our own life, and then by our own example, that alone will help us transform other people's lives. And that's exciting, because when you actually find somebody that is even receptive to this idea, you've just found a wonderful human being. And there's many, many more. There's many, many more people who are just lurking and looking for something like this. And they don't know where to find it. Many people, you know, that I meet even daily are sick and tired of what they're doing, and they don't know what to do. They don't know there's an alternative, but there is. And that's what really weighs. That is so exciting. So I hope that each one of you will take to heart, and I really do recommend, get yourself, go to the library and just for an hour, go through a basic biology book and just look at systems of the human body. You'll be blown away. You'll have good motivation to realize that your taste buds, which are very malleable, by the way, I know mine was. You know, when I was 18, jelly donut tasted about as good as anything tasted. Today, a jelly donut tastes like cardboard. I mean, it's awful. It's disgusting. Even the thought of it's disgusting. So taste buds are not written. They're not in concrete. What is in concrete is what the body needs. And that is what we're trying to help people understand. And so one thing that I think would be very, very helpful is for groups of people to get together once you've done this kind of thing. You know, once you've finished your transformation program, whether you're doing the basic or the cleanse, and I prefer the cleanse because I think it's a much more comprehensive way of doing it. But, you know, everyone's unique, and that's why we offer the variety. And there are people who've asked me, you know, can I have an extra serving of Kamut? Can I have an extra serving of love? Absolutely. As long as you're putting high-nutrient, low-calorie food into your body, you can pretty much do anything. I mean, there are people that are having salads of spinach and romaine lettuce with a little lemon juice on it, and they find that that actually works better for them. Then do it. That's real food. You know, I mean, all of the flex foods are real foods. I actually recommend people doing the flex foods because you're getting real food added. You're getting living food, and that's a good thing, okay? But the main thing is I would recommend that after a group of you do this is to actually decide to have, like, a get-together potluck where everyone makes a wholesome, fresh, raw food. Salad, main course, even a dessert, and all of it be raw. I'm not saying you all have to eat like this all the time, but I'm just saying prove to yourself that it can be done, that it's fun, and that it's really tasty. And that's exciting. So friends, it has been a great pleasure to be with you, and I do want to remind you all to tune in to our support calls, you know, every 7 days a week, 10:30 and 5:30, which is 1:30 and 8:30 East Coast time. And that's when you can ask your questions, and if you need a little pep talk, and you know, you're always welcome to call me independently. My numbers, of course, are 800-962-5433, 800-962-5433, or askphpdoc@gmail.com. That's askphpdoc@gmail.com. And I'm here to help. And in fact, it's my pleasure. I'm the luckiest person in the world. I actually get paid to do something that's not only fun but rewarding. And it is so wonderful. I can't tell you how many people call me and tell me that how much they truly appreciate the help I've given them. And sometimes I don't even think I've done anything except listen to them. And that's what you can do also, is a lot of times people just want to be listened to before you can tell them anything. But like I said, the main way you're going to reach other people is through your example. If they see you happier, healthier, more energy, hey, they're going to want to know what you're doing. You know, last but not least, one of the common calls that I'm getting is, I just had a call just a few days ago from one of our members who's been doing the cleanse for, 5 weeks now. And she went from obese to heavy. And she's lost like 40-some-odd pounds. And so she's a happy camper. But she basically hit a plateau, and she's not, you know, she wasn't losing anymore, and she was getting very frustrated and blah, 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 blah. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, that's not uncommon. I said, it will pass. But I see, you know, we talked about some things that she could do. But I said, tell me, how has your life changed? Because all she was able to focus on was that she wasn't losing weight anymore. And I said, do yourself a favor. Take your scale, put it in the closet, and don't look at it for quite a while. And at first she was sort of shocked about that, and she says, oh, that's sort of a relief. And I said, how do you feel? You know, do you have more energy? She said, oh, I got a lot more energy. She said, I've gone upstairs that I could not go up for the last 4 years. She says, I can now walk a mile and a half without getting tired. I said, that sounds pretty good to me. So she just started going on and on about all the things that she can now do that she couldn't do 3 months before that. And so she realized that this has been a transformation. So friends, you might want to do yourself that favor too. Don't feel bad. Put your scale in the closet. Don't get on it every day. You can look at it, you know, once every couple weeks, whatever. But I mean, what you're really doing is you're transforming your life. You're learning how to eat properly. You're learning how to live properly. Hopefully managing your stress better. Hopefully getting a good night's rest. Hopefully getting some moderate exercise. And hopefully thinking positively, which is more important than anything else you can do. Because if you're thinking positively, all the rest of the stuff is going to fall into place. So friends, it's been a pleasure being with you. Feel free to join me tomorrow morning, 10:30 California time, 1:30 East Coast time. I'll be hosting the support call. And like I said, feel free to contact me anytime you have a question or a comment. I'm here to help. Take care. God bless. And bye for now.